Welcome to Headphone News International Edition for Saturday, January 25, 2025.
Trump's rapid changes in federal staffing. On January 24, 2025, U.S. President Donald Trump quickly began overhauling the federal government, removing hundreds of workers just days after taking office. This swift action has created a tense atmosphere in Washington, D.C., especially at the National Security Council, where 160 staff members were sent home. Trump also reassigned about 20 senior attorneys at the Justice Department and fired the heads of the U.S. Coast Guard and the Transportation Security Administration. His administration has closed offices focused on diversity and inclusion, leaving many officials feeling anxious about their futures. Trump plans to dismiss over 1,000 officials appointed by his predecessor, Joe Biden, which has heightened uncertainty among federal employees. The National Treasury Employees Union has even filed a lawsuit against Trump, claiming his executive order improperly applies political rules to career staff. With a freeze on federal hiring and a new classification that could strip protections from many workers, these changes may put hundreds of thousands at risk of termination. The mood among federal employees is one of worry as they navigate this unprecedented shift in government staffing.
Global inflation challenges discussed by IMF's Kristalina Georgieva. Kristalina Georgieva, the managing director of the International Monetary Fund, recently tackled the urgent issue of rising prices during her speech at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. She highlighted that while policymakers have made significant strides in managing inflation without triggering a recession, challenges still remain. Inflation, which refers to the general rise in prices and a decrease in purchasing power, has become a major concern, especially in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. In response, many central banks have raised interest rates to stabilize their economies. As of late 2023, inflation in the United States was around 3.7%, reflecting the broader economic landscape. Georgieva's insights remind us of the IMF's commitment to promoting global economic stability and growth. Understanding these economic dynamics is crucial for everyone, consumers, businesses, and governments. So, what does rising inflation mean for your wallet?
Allegations against MasterCard and Visa. A whistleblower has accused MasterCard and Visa of enabling transactions linked to child sexual abuse material on OnlyFans. This claim comes from a senior compliance expert who filed a complaint with the U.S. Treasury's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, stating that both companies were aware of illegal content being paid for since at least 2021 but chose to ignore it. The complaint highlights a troubling trend where payment processors may profit from illegal content. A 2022 study found numerous OnlyFans accounts showing signs of child sexual abuse material, yet MasterCard and Visa reportedly took little action after being notified. With over 300 million users and 4 million content creators, OnlyFans reported $6.6 billion in total payments last year. In response, MasterCard and Visa insist they follow strict compliance rules and have not received specific evidence of illegal activity. However, the whistleblower argues these companies could stop the flow of money related to illegal content but have failed to act. If these claims are proven true, the fallout could be significant, raising serious questions about the future of online payment systems.
Cultural shift in China's stock market. China's stock market is experiencing a significant cultural shift as companies focus more on rewarding their shareholders. This change is evident in record levels of stock repurchases and profit distributions, signaling a new approach to capitalism. As of January 24, 2025, the dividend yield on Chinese stocks has risen to about 3%, the highest since 2016, benefiting investors who have stayed committed despite years of challenges. While the CSI 300 index, which tracks major companies in Shanghai and Shenzhen, has dropped over 27% since 2021, the S&P 500 index in the U.S. has soared by 65% in the same time frame. Concerns about the struggling property sector and international conflicts have weighed on investor sentiment in China. Despite efforts by regulators to boost the market, including proposals from September 2023, stock prices have struggled to gain traction. Goldman Sachs estimates that Chinese companies could return around 3 trillion yuan, or about $490 billion U.S. dollars, to shareholders in 2025, reflecting a broader shift towards prioritizing shareholder value. Companies like Contemporary Amperex Technology and Tencent are leading this trend with their announcements of buybacks and dividends. These changes are reshaping corporate governance and investor relations in China, potentially influencing the global investment landscape.
Federal Reserve's economic balancing act amid Trump's policies. The U.S. Federal Reserve is set to hold steady on interest rates as it navigates significant economic shifts driven by President Donald Trump. Trump is pushing for lower borrowing costs and has urged the Fed to cut rates, claiming they should drop worldwide. This comes as the Fed faces rising inflation, which soared to a 40-year high in 2022, and is now aiming for a 2% target. Current interest rates range from 4.25% to 4.50%. Analysts from Bank of America believe the Fed will remain adaptable, with possible rate cuts on the horizon. However, economist Bradley Saunders warns that Trump's policies could lead to stagflation, where growth stagnates while prices rise. As the Fed prepares for its crucial meeting, it must assess the impact of Trump's proposed tariffs and tax changes on the economy. The decisions made in the coming months will significantly shape our financial landscape.
U.S. lawmakers push for sanctions on Hong Kong officials. U.S. lawmakers from both the Republican and Democratic parties are introducing a bill that calls on the Trump administration to consider sanctions against Hong Kong officials for human rights violations. Led by Republican Representative Young Kim and Democratic Representative Jim McGovern, this initiative responds to ongoing concerns about the political situation in Hong Kong. The proposed Hong Kong Sanctions Act requires the president to assess whether officials have violated human rights under existing laws. Among those named are Secretary for Justice Paul Lam and Police Chief Raymond Xu. This move follows the controversial national security law imposed by Beijing in 2020, which has been criticized for stifling pro-democracy activists. Representative Kim argues that this law is a cover for the Chinese Communist Party's authoritarian control. Meanwhile, Representative McGovern stresses the need for Congress to fully utilize its tools to combat the CCP's suppression of democracy. With hundreds arrested since the law's implementation, the call for action has never been more pressing.
Water conflict in the Himalayas. India and China are locked in a growing water conflict over massive dam projects in the Himalayas. India is building a hydroelectric dam on the Shang River in Arunachal Pradesh to counter a significant dam China is constructing on the Yarlung Zongbo River in Tibet, which becomes the Brahmaputra River in India. The Shang Upper Multipurpose Project will cost around $13.2 billion and is set to generate 11,000 megawatts of electricity, making it India's largest hydroelectric project. Local communities, especially the Adi tribal community, are protesting, fearing they will lose their homes and livelihoods. Meanwhile, China's dam, part of its ambitious 14th five-year plan, is expected to cost about $137 billion and generate 300 billion kilowatt-hours of electricity annually. As both nations pursue these projects, the competition for water resources raises serious concerns about regional stability and environmental impacts. The fragile Himalayan ecosystem is at risk, and the future of water management in this vital region hangs in the balance.
Global AI regulation standards advocated by NTT Data CEO. Abhijit Dubé, the CEO of NTT Data, recently highlighted the urgent need for global standards in artificial intelligence regulation at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. He emphasized that creating these standards is essential to reduce risks associated with the rapid growth of AI technology. Instead of worrying about overregulation or underregulation, Dubé believes the focus should be on consistent regulations worldwide. He pointed out that protecting intellectual property, improving energy efficiency, and tackling issues like piracy and deepfakes would greatly benefit from a unified global strategy. The main challenge in effectively using AI isn't the technology itself, but whether companies are prepared to adapt their workforce. As discussions on AI regulation evolve, the implications could significantly impact businesses, governments, and individuals globally. While clear guidelines may lead to higher costs for companies, they could also spark innovation and build trust in AI technologies. Dubey's insights underscore the importance of collaboration in addressing the challenges posed by AI.
Wall Street banks prepare to sell debt for X. Wall Street banks are racing to sell up to $3 billion in money owed related to X, the social media platform formerly known as Twitter, now under Elon Musk's control. Major players like Morgan Stanley, Bank of America, and Barclays are reaching out to investors to facilitate this sale. They had previously lent Musk funds to support his massive $44 billion buy of Twitter in 2022. Since then, the financial landscape for X has changed dramatically. Musk's management decisions, including significant layoffs and shifts in content moderation, have alarmed advertisers, leading to a drop in income. Consequently, the value of the money owed has fallen, raising the risk of failure to pay. Banks expect to recover between 90 to 95 cents on the dollar from this sale, a notable improvement compared to late 2022, when earlier attempts would have resulted in a 20% loss. This upcoming sale highlights the ongoing struggles of X and the financial institutions involved as they navigate an uncertain future. What does this mean for the world of social media?
Cyberattack on United Health Group affects millions. On January 24, 2025, a major cyberattack targeted United Health Group's tech division in Minnetonka, Minnesota, compromising the personal information of around 190 million Americans. This alarming breach raises serious concerns about online dangers in the healthcare sector, leaving many vulnerable to identity theft and privacy violations. As healthcare continues to go digital, strong cybersecurity practices are more critical than ever. This incident serves as a wake-up call for organizations to prioritize protecting personal information and prepare for potential online threats. The fallout could impact corporate reputations and lead to new laws aimed at safeguarding data. What steps are you taking to protect your own information?
Meta's bold investment in AI. Meta Platforms, a leading tech company in the United States, plans to invest up to $65 billion in artificial intelligence by 2025. This ambitious investment aims to strengthen Meta's position against competitors like OpenAI and Google. CEO Mark Zuckerberg emphasized the importance of enhancing AI capabilities, with plans to hire more talent and build a new data center with over 2 gigawatts of power. This announcement follows former U.S. President Donald Trump's revelation of a consortium, including OpenAI, SoftBank, and Oracle, that will invest $500 billion in AI infrastructure across the country. The tech industry is buzzing, with Microsoft and Amazon also ramping up their investments for 2025. Zuckerberg envisions serving over 1 billion users with Meta's AI assistant by 2025, a significant increase from 600 million last year. With a budget of $60 to $65 billion, this investment not only exceeds expectations but also marks a pivotal shift in Meta's strategy in the fast-evolving world of AI. What does this mean for the future of technology in our daily lives?
Global cooperation at the World Economic Forum 2025. The World Economic Forum, or WEF, recently wrapped up its annual meeting in Davos, Switzerland, where nearly 3,000 leaders came together to address urgent global challenges. WEF President Borga Brend emphasized the critical need for nations to collaborate on pressing issues like economic growth and reducing carbon emissions. Kristalina Georgieva, Managing Director of the International Monetary Fund, highlighted that teamwork is essential for shaping future trade relations. The theme, Collaboration for the Intelligent Age, focused on reimagining growth and investing in people while safeguarding our planet. These discussions aim to create sustainable solutions to shared problems, potentially reshaping policies that impact economies and international relations. How can we unite to tackle the world's biggest challenges? That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.